jury in the trial of former solicitor Michael Lynn has begun considering its verdicts. Mr. Lynn denies stealing almost 30 million euro from seven financial institutions in 2006 and 2007 by getting multiple mortgages on the same properties without the knowledge of the institutions. Our legal affairs correspondent Orla O'Donnell has been following the case. This has been a long-running case, Orla. You might just remind us of something of the background.
Well, Judge Martin Nolan said today, Brian, that there had been 7 or 8 weeks of humdrum evidence in this case. It started in February, and then he said there was a couple of weeks of excitement beginning when Michael Lynn took the stand a few weeks ago. Mr. Lynn gave evidence in the trial that the banks knew what he was doing when they lent him money, that they were aware that there were multiple mortgages on the same properties and aware that he was using millions of euro that they gave him in loans not to buy properties in Ireland as set out in the documentation, but instead to fund his property developments abroad. He said he had arrangements with a number of named bankers who allowed him to do this. Some of these bankers then gave evidence in rebuttal that they had never agreed to such arrangements. The state's case was that this was just a fabricated pack of lies, that Michael Lynn was obligated to buy Irish properties with the money and to give the lending institutions the first charge over them, and that it was a total deceit to siphon the monies into overseas development.
Did the judge have anything further to say as the jury were sent out?
He certainly did, Brian. He told the jurors that the big question was whether or not there was deception on the part of Mr. Lynn. He said that Mr. Lynn had given an explanation which was consistent with innocence, and if they believed it was reasonably capable of belief, then they must acquit him. Even if they disbelieve him, they have to go then on to the 21 charges of theft against him and consider if the state has proved its case beyond a reasonable doubt. He said they'd have to decide if what had happened was a fraud perpetrated by Mr. Lynn or a charade between Mr. Lynn and the banks. Now, he also told the jurors that it seemed that the banks were fairly haphazard, that they had an appetite for lending and no problem giving a lot of money to Mr. Lynn, but he said carelessness or slipshoddiness, as he said, did not entitle anyone to steal money. And he also said it didn't matter that Mr. Lynn was repaying his loans or that he may have intended to repay the loans in full eventually. That wasn't the issue. The issue was how he got the loans. He told them they'd had Mr. Lynn before them for 2 weeks. He pointed out that some of those that Mr. Lynn hadn't mentioned came to court and said they had not given him permission to use the money in this way. He pointed out also that the defence could have also called witnesses that they wanted to give evidence, and he asked in general that jurors to apply their common sense to the matters.
Orla O'Donnell, courts correspondent, thank you for that.